Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you've ever been to the area of our state around the intersection of I-95 and I-26, you know that there's not much there. My car once broke down at that very intersection, and it was hours before I could find anyone to come to my rescue. But our next guest is trying to change all that by bringing a massive event venue to life in that neck of the woods. Stacy Dar White is president and general manager of Yonderfield in Bowman, South Carolina. Today, she's in our studio. Stacy, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be here.
Give us the background, the genesis of this idea, this venue in Bowman, South Carolina.
Well, a little about me personally. I grew up in South Carolina. I went to Clemson and graduated. And the last thing I did before I left grad school was we had to do an internship. And at the time is when the arena in Greenville was called the Bilo Center. So I went and knocked on the door and got a job and worked there for about 6 months and decided that I wanted to spend my life working on live events. So when I graduated, I moved up to New York and I ended up working at Madison Square Garden for 8 years. And when I left from there, I went on to work with AEG Live and Superfly and a lot of other major promoters and producers, specifically in the festival and the outdoor markets. And it really became to be what I loved. But my heart was always here in South Carolina. So from time to time when I'd come home, I would always wanted to figure out a way to move back here. And I knew that if I was going to continue to do what I do with my life, I'd have to build it because it just didn't exist here. And I just saw a hole in the market. I saw a great opportunity from the fan perspective to do and provide large-scale events and festivals and a real hunger from the music fans here in South Carolina.
And so it's the old adage then, if you build it, they will come?
Yep, that's the idea.
How did you find the place?
Well, I've spent about 3 years looking for the land itself. You know, one of the issues in that area is that a lot of it's very wet. And then also access points. You've got two major interstate highways, I-26 and I-95, converging. So I was very lucky to partner with the folks at Supersod. They own tons of property in the area, and they were very key in locating the specific piece that we ended up using. So once we purchased the land, then we had to get it ready. So that means the draining and the grading and the overall landscaping and development of it.
What will be the capacity?
We're saying the capacity is 30,000 people.
I understand you have some experience with Bonnaroo Festival as well. Is this going to be something similar?
Similar in the vein that there will be music and there will be great art and great food. 100 to 80,000 people is very different than 30,000. I worked for Superfly for a number of years. I ran festivals for them. I ran one in Brooklyn for 3 years. So my aesthetic from working with them is very similar, meaning they have a great detail for visual design and the overall experience of the concert goer. It's not just throw the bands on the stage and sell some beer. It's very much about the immersive concept of a full festival experience, and that's what we've tried to build with our venue.
And do you have a concert schedule ready to be announced?
We have our solar eclipse event that's coming up on August 21st, which is a very unique event. We will have Edwin McCain and Corey Smith and Uncle Cracker performing. But outside of the music, we are also partnering with the Great Inflatable Race, which is this huge inflatable obstacle course, which is very much fun and it's great for the whole family. We are doing teams and kids races, as well as costume contests built around that. And then even after the eclipse, which will happen around 2:30 in the afternoon and some great music after that, we're going to show a movie. We do have two other festivals that we're doing after that. One we've announced already, which is our craft beer and music festival that's going to be happening October 13th and 14th. And then our final event of the season is going to be our jam band festival, which is happening on October 21st.
What have been challenges that you've had to face in building this venue?
One of the challenges that most people have probably seen publicly is the local community and them coming sort of to grasp with what is it we're exactly doing. I think there was a lot of fear initially of what are we creating and what's it going to be. And I think that what we're showing and what we're representing is that we are part of the community. We're landowners there and we're doing everything with specific care to not have any negative impact on the outlying community, most specifically the neighbors who are nearest by. There's lots of communication that goes back and forth, especially between us us in the county and the county council. And I think we've quelled a lot of fears from people who initially just didn't know what to think, to kind of understand now, you know, what exactly are we doing? How are we going to do it? And how are we going to make sure that it's done well? So that, I think, just going through that learning curve of the local population in terms of what is it we're bringing to their community and how are they going to benefit?
Well, Stacy, thank you so much for spending time in our studio today.
Thank you, Mike. It was great being here.
Stacy Darr-White is president and general manager of Yonder Field in Bowman, South Carolina. We will have a link to her event venue posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.